Hello, and welcome to the Tavern Chat Podcast. I'm your host, Eric Tenkar, your bartender in the OSR, your main proprietor, the Tenkar's Tavern blog, Discord server, Facebook group, MeWe group. I think I got it all. Oh, I have an Instagram, too, I guess. I found it. Just reminded me yesterday that I had it. So, today was Super Bowl Sunday. And for a year where I could not win a weekly Monday night football pool at my local pub, I'm happy with today. Made up for my expenses and then some. So, could do my little happy dance. Now you can't see the happy dance. And I'm not really doing the happy dance because that would require me to get up and actually dance, and I'd probably trip and fall on my ass, and that would not be good. But today, we do have something to talk about that is good. We are talking about ZineQuest 2. Now, what is ZineQuest? ZineQuest is a Kickstarter promotion to encourage people to do Zine. Zines are this A5 format, which is basically, what is it, 5.5 by 8.5. Basically, it's your sheet of letter-sized paper folded in half that, like, if you ever went to like a Barnes & Noble and looked in the magazines and you saw the old 2600 magazine, the Hacker magazine, that's the size we're talking about, okay? And they encourage people to do signs. Well, guess what? There are people doing old school RPG signs. So I figured I'd highlight a few. I'll probably individually highlight some of these over at the blog. Well, actually, I already have highlighted one of them, and that is Tim Schwartz's Hunters in Death, an old school hex crawl. Now, he had a goal of 500. He launched earlier today. He's already sneaking up on 1,500, so very well done, Tim. Now, what are the details on it? As my phone keeps on going on in the background. Now, why is it going on in the background? It's a conversation with my gaming group about and with Tim Schwartz and his Kickstarter. So, Tim says that this is a glimpse into how I run a campaign. I've run games for over 41 years. And like every game master in existence, I've created my own rules and mechanics. I provide a list of these rules and mechanics to provide a sense of immersion, particular to the Komar Forest. Now, Komar Forest is what Tim, the setting that Tim is currently putting our group through. So, I kind of feel guilty back in this because maybe it'll give us some insider information. Or maybe we'll be dead by then. I think it ships in June. So, who knows? We might not survive until then. So it might be a wash. In any case, Tim is looking at 24 to 28 pages. It is $8 in print plus PDF. Tim is going to not make a huge amount of money on it because he didn't price the anywhere in the world any differently than in the USA. So I love you, Tim. But if you live out in the UK or Germany or Russia, Israel, and you want to support Tim and you don't want to fuck him over, back for the PDF, print it at home. You're going to save this man probably about $10 in shipping because shipping outside the States is fucking ridiculous for us. So that's a first-time Kickstarter mistake. So, but it looks really good. Tim's been producing stuff that he's either he's got the Manor blog. He's done Zines. He has a Patreon where he ships out physical material. And yes, Tim, I will say I'm behind on catching up with the material, but I'm back because it's good stuff, and I will binge it one day. But so Tim will get this out on time. I can personally guarantee that. Now, what else we got out here? We have Willow, a Grim micro setting. Willow is an old school Grim backwater micro setting made for Swords and Wizardry rule system that can be used easily with other old school systems or even 5e. all in a compact design format. It is a modular town that can be dropped into your campaign. It is fully formed and flavorful. It focuses on gameable content and being easy to use at the table. It is graphic and art heavy and uses a lot of random tables to make it easier for GMs to run in a pinch. That looks damn good. It's basically a mini hex crawl. And players have to work to investigate a mystery to move on from this damp backwater town to bigger, brighter places. So, what does this cost for you? It is, and it's converted from Canadian dollars, you know, that funny money they have up north. It's about $6 for the PDF. Print is $11. And that will include the PDF and chips anywhere in the world. If you want to back for $50, you can actually get one piece of artwork. There's still 8 of those left. Next, The Adventurer's Guide to the Yolnage Forest. I like settings, okay? The Adventurer's Guide to the Yolnage Forest is an adventure setting for intrepid travelers in any fantasy tabletop RPG focusing on the Yolnage. To make me say this too many fucking times, I'm really going to choke on this. The Yolnage Forest and surrounding mountain range, the area is known as one of the magical power centers of the world. Recently, a great explosion ruptured part of the mountain range and showered curtains upon the forest, causing chaos and unveiling long-hidden mysteries. The region will change around you based on your adventuring party's choices. So, pretty cool. So I'm like looking at this and I'm going, all right, for $5, you can back for the PDF. $10, you can back for the physical design plus the PDF. So, as you are listening live, so it's $12 with the shipping to the U.S. I am backing. See, that was pretty simple, right? See, you just, I'm about to say saw me. You heard me back a project live. I already backed Tim's project this morning, so. What else? Valor Knights, the Electro Cube War RPG for Zine Quest. This is a complete role-playing game in a Zine that's more than meets the eye by Eric Bloat and Phil Stone. Now, why did I get a little sing-song in more than meets the eye? Because this is basically pulling off of Transformers. That's pretty cool. And Eric Bloat does a very good job in what he releases. I've never had a complaint. So you can back this for $15 for the physical Zine and the PDF version. So physical plus PDF, $15, PDF only. Is there a PDF only level? Oh, no. My God, there's I'm going to donate to you. Oh, no, there is. $5. Look at that. All right. I missed it. All right. So, okay. To the United States, it costs $20 shipped. Again, doing this live, it's a little bit easier. No, it's going to be a little extra money in my pocket, my wallet this week. I'm pledging. So, Eric, if you're listening, from one Eric to another, I wish you luck. What else do we have? Terror of the Stratosphene, number 2, a DCC RPG Zine Quest Zine, a new tentacle and sorcery Zine for the DCC RPG. Now, here's my thing. I like the flavor of DCC. I'm not crazy about the system, but material that I've read that supports the DCC RPG, whether it's from Goodman Games or the third party folks, solid. Rock fucking solid. Am I gonna bank this? Yes, I am. Now, what do we get here? You get a printed copy and a PDF copy for $15. Or PDF only for $8. And guess what? Oh, and $5 shipping. So $20. You don't, and that's shipping to the US. Now, like I said to Tim, here's the issue. I'm looking at the rest of the world. And, all right, Canada's 15, and pretty much every other fucker is 25. So, holy shit, right? Yes. So I don't know how much it's going to cost him. So again, with Tim's Kickstarter, be nice to the old man. I think he's like 50 or something. Yeah, no, he's old. Listen, he made a senior citizen mistake on his Kickstarter, and try not to screw him with that. Okay. So if you're out of the States, back a PDF, print it at your own home. No. You know, or if you've already backed, you know, ask for some of his excellent shit from his Patreon in lieu of him shipping out a physical copy. Ask him for a bunch of PDF stuff. It's good stuff. All right, but live for those watching at home, we've just backed another one. Now, here's one that I'm not quite sure about, and I want to be sure about it. It looks good. I got to say that. All right, but here's the problem. Best Leftberry Design Quest Quartet. It's four writers, four adventures, four books. Now, it's written for a house system that I'm not even sure what it is. However, they do have charts or tables or guidelines to convert it to OSR, and their first adventure is a Warhammer Fantasy role-playing inspired witch hunt. So, I mean, I am tempted. I'm putting this on my remind me list. I click remind me right now. Because this is shipping from Great Britain, and if you want it back for all four books in physical copies, it's going to be about $67 for that plus the PDF, not including shipping. And I don't know if shipping is included. For shipping information, see below. I hate that. But, yeah. All I can tell you is that I know shipping from the U.S. to Great Britain, the U.K., is a lot more expensive than the other way. Oh, they're going to have U.S. distribution handled by Exalted Funeral. So it'll be shipping from the U.S. to U.S. backers. All right. Like I said, I save that one for later. Last but not least, Safe and Sound, a tabletop RPG design on Fantasy Hideouts and the NPCs who run them for adventuring parties, launching February 2nd for Zine Quest. This is actually pretty interesting because it's system neutral. And the, I guess... the test prints look pretty cool. They use like a purplish ink that reminds me of the mimeograph machines when I was back in the 70s when I was in elementary school. I want to smell that ink again. I really do. So this one, $5 PDF, $10 for design plus a print copy. I'm going to kick on this, and it's another $1 for shipping for the U.S. And what about the rest of the world? $5. So maybe it won't. Kill Tim. I don't know. It also ships to a lot more places than the other one did. So Tim will have to find out on his own. How horrible the shipping is outside. Maybe he can send the ship like postage due. Or that'd be rude. All right, folks. As always, I really do appreciate everything and everyone that listens. If you get a chance, tell your friends, tell your family, tell your fellow gamers at your table about this podcast. And if you have things that you want me to cover, if you have topics you think I've been remiss in my attention, please drop me a voicemail either through the app, through the Google number. The Google number, by the way, is 347-509-5168. Or email me at tencars.tavern@gmail.com and put tavern chat in the subject of your email, and I read it all. Okay, I really do. So I really do appreciate everything. So, on that note, folks, be safe, be well, God bless, roll those dice. And I will talk with you all tomorrow. Later, folks.